堂听 class.com。
Chapter 8
跟好朋友吵架。
I had an argument with my good friend.
每个人一定都会有和好朋友吵架的经验吧？不论是吵架前友好的感情，或是吵完架后尴尬的气氛，若能妥善地运用形容词描写出自己的心情变化，和吵架的对象之间的关系一定会是篇完美的作文。照着这样的叙述过程，任何不同的经验都能写成一篇完整的文章，还能让读者身临其境呢。写作技巧
Tips，
平常感情那么好的朋友为什么会吵架呢？一定有什么原因吧？其实我们平常会觉得快乐、难过、伤心，都是因为有什么事情发生才会令我们有这样的感觉。所以一开始我们就把造成心情变化的原因写出来吧。我们第一段的建议开头句就是
I had a big argument with my good friend yesterday because of the baseball teams.
昨天我和我的好朋友因为棒球队的事情而大吵了一架。
I had a big argument with my good friend yesterday because of the baseball teams.
昨天我和我的好朋友因为棒球队的事情而大吵了一架。跟别人吵架真的会使我们的心情产生很大的变化呢。在吵架的时候我们会很生气，吵完后我们会觉得很难过。我们就把吵完架后的故事发展写在第二段吧。我们第二段的建议开头句就是
Then he still didn't talk to me during the next break time.
然后下一节下课他还是不想跟我说话。
Then,He still didn't talk to me during the next break time.
然后下一节下课他还是不想跟我说话。现在我们再回头看看第一段我们跟好朋友吵架的原因，会不会觉得很好笑呢？会不会觉得这种小事有什么好吵的呀？既然是好朋友，怎么可以为了一点点的小事情就绝交了呢？最后，我们就把怎么跟朋友和好的过程写出来吧。我们第三段的建议开头句就是
In the end, while I was watching TV, the phone rang.
最后，当我在看电视的时候，电话声响起。
In the end, while I was watching TV, the phone rang.
最后，当我在看电视的时候，电话声响起。现在，让我们来听听 Peter 的文章。
昨天，我和我的好朋友因为棒球队的事情而大吵了一架。
I had a big argument with my good friend yesterday because of the baseball teams.
下课的时候，我们在吵哪一队才是大联盟最棒的球队。
During the break time, we argued about which team is the best in the MLB.
我觉得是洋基，而他觉得是红袜。
I thought it's Yankees, and he thought it's Red Sox.
吵完之后他连再见都没说就走掉，还大声地把门给关上。
After the argument, He went off without saying goodbye to me and closed the door loudly.
他这样真的让我觉得很生气。
I was so angry with him.
然后下一节下课他还是不想跟我说话。
Then he still didn't talk to me during the next break time.
甚至连看都不看我一眼。
He didn't even look at me.
我开始觉得有一点难过了，毕竟他是我最好的朋友啊。
I started to feel sad because he is my best friend.
放学的时候，我问他要不要跟我一起回家，就像平常一样。
When it was time to go home, I asked him if he wanted to go with me as usual.
他用一种很奇怪的表情看着我，但却还是掉头就走。
He looked at me with a strange look and still turned away.
不过这一次他又小声地跟我说再见。
But this time, he did say goodbye to me quietly.
最后当我在看电视的时候，电话声响起。
In the end, while I was watching TV, the phone rang.
是他，他对他的行为觉得很抱歉，并且觉得自己很幼稚。
It was him, and he said he was sorry about what he did. He felt childish.
我回答说，别在意，我们还是好朋友。
I said, never mind, we are still good friends.
现在我感觉好多了，希望以后我们之间不要再有任何的争执。
Now I feel much better. I hope we won't argue anymore.
再听一次整篇文章。
I had a big argument with my good friend yesterday because of the baseball teams.During the break time, we argued about which team is the best in the MLB. I thought it's Yankees, and he thought it's Red Sox. After the argument, he went off without saying goodbye to me and closed the door loudly. I was so angry with him. Then, he still didn't talk to me during the next break time. He didn't even look at me. I started to feel sad because he is my best friend.When it was time to go home, I asked him if he wanted to go with me as usual. He looked at me with a strange look and still turned away. But this time, he did say goodbye to me quietly. In the end, while I was watching TV, the phone rang. It was him, and he said he was sorry about what he did. He felt childish. I said, never mind, we are still good friends.Now I feel much better. I hope we won't argue anymore.